Hello and welcome to Artists Soar. This is a podcast for artists by three artists. We discuss all aspects of being artists, the good, the bad, and the ugly. The goal of each podcast is to provide solutions so artists can focus on their creativity and soar above. I'm Rachel Harshenko.
Jules McCullough.
Stephanie Weaver.
A book is a gift you can open again and again. Garrison Keillor. So in today's episode, we are going to be talking about books that we've read that have inspired us or made us think about our artwork in a different way. But let's talk first. Stephanie, you have the cutest artist spotlight person. Can you give that to us? That is so adorable.
Oh, yeah. So I was told about this artist several weeks ago because, you know, I do a lot of animal art and, you know, I guess people just think, hey, do you know this person? And I'm like, most of the time, no. So, you know, the art world is kind of big. But the lady's name is Lucia Heffernan. And she will include a link, but it's Lucia Heffernan. And you've probably seen some of her artwork before. I'm just getting with the program of knowing names, but she is just got some of the most witty and just really well done oil paintings of animals. And the naming conventions of these things is just hilarious. So when I first read it, I was like, oh, I need to be friends with her. She's like my soul sister. She's got a duck here, that, you know, Peking duck. And so she like dressed up the duck to be oriental and just like fabulous. And she's just, oh, and the kid in the candy store is a goat surrounded by candy.
Oh my gosh.
Adorable. I love it. And she made the goat, and goats are adorable, but they're really kind of hard to make look good in a painting. You know? Yeah. So kid, the candy store is adorable. And the whole bunny holding the baby bunny.
So whimsical and fun.
Yeah, you got to go check her out. One day I will own one of her originals. That's for sure. I just love it.
So what is everybody working on? Julie, what are you working on?
I am working on a new collection. Just at the beginning stages of doing some research. So not much to say about it as of right now, but that's where I'm at.
Okay. I'm cleaning up some pictures and
you're still laughing at her stuff, aren't you?
Like, well, that like Julie's being so cryptic. I just kind of want to know now.
Yeah, we're being nosy. Well, that's because I don't really know yet. I'm just doing a little bit of research on what I want it, how I want it all to fit together. Because, you know, for Valentine's Day, I'm doing this, I did that series of sea life delivering flowers. So I'm trying to think of another line of animals that I want to do and what would they be delivering. So, yeah.
Well, I'm working on cleaning up some of my originals and getting them on the website. So I'm still kind of cleaning up artwork as I'm going through it. But what are you working on, Stephanie?
I'm getting ready to. So we've got open studio night February 4th at Low Mill. And so I'm going to showcase 5 pieces. There are all of these girls. And it's kind of, it's not probably the normal, like what everybody says we go through when we get like, our plans change type of thing, but it's all the feelings that kind of go along in those, in that short period of time when somebody changes their plans. Like first we're angry, then, you know, irritated and all that. So that's the 5 stages represented in these paintings of girls.
Oh, I love that. That's a cool idea.
So I'm just kind of getting ready for that and put them up on my Shopify. It's a lot to do actually to kind of get ready for an event like that. But I got a plan. No, just kidding. I do. I really do.
You always have a plan.
I got a plan. So that's what I'm doing. Hey, before we dive into today's topic, I actually made a gift for the Artist Soar listeners, and that's the Art Business Checklist and Video Guide. This checklist actually outlines what you need to do every day, week, month, quarter, and even year. The purpose of it is to hopefully make your lives a little bit easier as you're defining your art business. You can go to StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist to grab that free guide now. Again, that's StephanieWeaverArtist.com/art-business-checklist.
So we are talking about books.
Books.
And I know Stephanie reads a lot. We all three read books, but you read a lot of nonfiction, business art books. So I think I'm going to let you start off about what kind of art books sort of have influenced you or helped you, you know, with the direction you're going. What books have helped you the most, do you think?
Sure. So I know if we kind of break it down into stages, I guess, mm-hmm. The very first book that really made a big difference in how I thought of myself as an artist is The Artist's Way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it really broke down kind of like every segment of being an artist, whether it's financial, accepting the title as an artist, getting the imposter syndromes and what kind of that, why you felt like an imposter and leading all those questions. It was really great journaling type book to go along with. And it took me 3 times before I actually made it through the entire book because I would get stuck at certain spots that needed to, I guess the right word. Yeah, well, kind of break down and heal from, I guess.
It's interesting you say that because I've never finished the book.
Yeah, I haven't either.
It's one of the most profound books I've ever read in relationship to art. But yet I haven't finished it for that very reason.
Yeah. It's a hard book to do.
It is.
It's all the work that kind of goes into mindset. And I think there's a lot of people out there that are really trying to address what this one book, if you can just get through it yourself, addresses. Mm. And it did take 3 times, but each time I went through it, the first couple chapters were easy. And then
the first few are easy. Yeah.
And then like going back through, I picked up something different every single time.
So when you went back through, you started at the beginning again.
I did. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I did my second time. I've only tried to do it twice.
Yeah.
So,
and the first time I got it through the Kindle app.
Yeah.
And then after that, I went and bought the paper version so that I could really flip and underline and highlight. And, you know, because every time I go through it now, I look at some of those notes and go, I don't feel that way anymore. That's great. You know?
Right.
Julie, you let someone use your studio to do the Artist's Way thing?
I did. And I don't think they ever finished because COVID hit.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Cause that was at the end. It started at the end of 2019 or the beginning of 2020. Cause we were still upstairs in the third floor when they were doing it.
Yeah.
And then COVID hit and it just never continued.
Maybe that would be a good one. Because I've joined this meetup back when there was meetups, a meetup group that we would go through the Artist's Way. And that's when I also got stuck and I just kind of stopped showing up because some of it got to be to me feeling too personal. And I didn't want to share. And I listened to other people telling their stuff and I'm just like sitting there thinking, I can't believe you're saying this stuff out loud to a bunch of people you don't know. And it was more like group therapy. And I'm just personally not comfortable with that, but power, good, you know, all the power to everybody else that can do that. But there are meetup groups out there that talk specifically about this book.
Yeah. They're all over the place. And it's interesting you say that because I've thought about that before. And the second time I went through it, I tried doing it with some accountability partners. And so it was kind of like, we would meet each week to discuss it. And then I dropped out. I'm like, I can't do this with others. This is something for me personally that I have to work through on my own and do on my own.
Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty deep.
Yeah, it's very deep.
Oh yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So I would just say The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron.
Yeah.
Probably the number one book you can just keep going back and back to.
And one of my favorite books that I started out reading it and then I ended up finishing it on Audible is Art, Money, and Its Success by
Brophy.
By Maria Brophy. Yes. Yes. That book right there. that's probably one of my favorite art books that I've read from front cover to back page.
Oh, wow. You read this whole thing?
Well, listen to it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I started reading it, but then I finished listening to it. And of course, there's stuff I want to go back and highlight in that, but I'd have to listen to it again because I never did it right while I was listening to it because I was always driving. But great stories in that book and just little tidbits, little nuggets all over the place in it.
Maybe I should grab, because I've got that book. Like I'm sitting here staring at it right now. And I was a flipper because, you know, my attention span's relatively short. so maybe I should listen to the Audible and read it at the same time.
That's what I wish I would have done instead. But there are a lot of stories in it.
Yeah, I like the story.
And I like books that have the stories because they're relatable
right.
and real to me. But it, you know, it's made for somebody that wasn't schooled or built with a business mind. And that's what's interesting about it. I also got some good tidbits on ways to network and get your art out there. Her husband's a surfer and an artist. And so I don't want to give it all away, but there's a lot of stories around that. And yeah, it's really good.
I'll have to reread. Laura, well, I think I'll listen to that one.
Yeah, it was much easier to listen to than to read.
Yeah,
that seems like that would be a listen to book.
Yeah.
So I love to read, but I read a ton of like fiction. But one book that I did read was The Picasso's War. And actually the actual little subtitle is How Modern Art Came to America, which I never even knew that that was in the title. I just always thought it was Picasso's War by Hugh Eakin. And it was really interesting because, you know, you just think, oh, Picasso, he's always been famous. And, you know, his artwork is everywhere. And what an influence and all this stuff. And it, you either love him or hate him, you know. But it was actually really interesting how his artwork came to America. And it came during the time of World War II with Hitler. And Hitler had, you know, his rage against Jewish and any kind of modern art. And like he stole a bunch of artwork. You know, there was a lot of stuff going on with the art world at that time. And this guy, Alfred Barr, he was the director of the New York Modern Museum of Art or Art Museum, Modern Art. I don't know, MoMA now. And he ended up dealing with Picasso's art dealer and they ended up putting this big show together. But there was so much more involvement than just like, oh, hey, I have like 40 pieces. Let's go put them on, you know, on show. There was a lot of fighting and infighting and bringing things. And it shifted the world from Paris to America at that time. And it was just interesting, kind of a true story behind. It was a good story. So.
Well, that's neat. I'll have to read that one. I haven't read that. That one wasn't even on my radar. I like that one.
I neither.
Yeah.
Well, so, Picasso's museum in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really interesting seeing his early works because that's where a lot of his early works are. Mm-hmm. And
well, you know, getting his artwork here to America at that time, it really ended up changing America's artwork.
Oh, it did.
You know,
it changed the art world in America, definitely.
Yeah. So it was just really interesting. So
very cool. I know when we were talking about art books, I know we all started like, oh my God, picking one.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
I know. It's like we started making lists, and Julie's got like a bookcase. You guys can't see it, but she's got a bookcase.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Color coordinated and everything.
Yeah. Organized by color, not by book, author, or anything like that, by color. What other books kind of came to your mind?
So, The War of Art, I was required to read in college, and I don't really remember what it was about, but it's Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battles.
Ooh.
And I remember it being really good. So back then I hated reading, and I didn't read, but I did read this entire book. So that's a really good one to pick up, I think, especially for imposter syndrome type stuff. There was another one.
Oh, I just kind of want to go back to that for a second.
I remember.
The War of Art is about imposter syndrome, and you read that probably about 20 years ago?
Longer than that.
I was going to let that go.
It was only like 10 or 15 years ago.
It was only 10 years ago. That's it. Yes. Break Through the Blocks and Win Your Inner Creative Battle. So it's like the blank page. And if I recall correctly, there's stuff in there about imposter syndrome and that. But it was a really good read because I actually read it. If I actually read it back then it was good.
If I actually read a book in college, it was good.
I never read a single book in high school. I did clip notes for every single book and listened to my friends, and I aced every test.
Yeah.
So that's how much I hated reading back then. So anyways, I digress.
All right.
I mean,
another good book that I don't remember much about, and I think you read this one, Stephanie, it's just because it's been so long. I'd Rather Be in the Studio by Allison Stanfield.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
And that's another hint that if it's on my bookshelf, it actually made an impact on my life because I kept it. So
yeah, I was telling the girls earlier, if I listen to the book and then I go buy the book, then that's a good book.
Yeah. Yeah, if it's made it to my bookshelf, it's a good book.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I've read that. I'd Rather Be in the Studio. I read that a while ago. Just so much time that we have. Do you ever, guys, go back and reread some of these?
The only one I've tried to is The Artist's Way. However, like Rachel, now that we're talking about Art Many Success, I want to read that one again.
Yeah.
See, there's just too many good books out there that I want to read. And I just would rather read something new. I don't know. That's just my opinion. Now I say that, but then I reread Harry Potter every year in October, but that's just completely different. But that's completely different. But as far as like art, what?
I'm like, wait, what? Okay. Next.
But I'll tell you another book that I really loved, and I do highly recommend this one. It's The Personal Librarian by Marie Benedict, and it is about the personal librarian of J.P. Morgan, and he has the Morgan Library, which is now, I mean, it's still in New York. It was the Pierpont Morgan Library, but now it's just the Morgan Library. And it's online and you can go, but she actually was the person who dealt with everybody and got the books, got the artwork. She did art and just the way how she went about it. And the fact that she was a Black woman posing as a white woman and a woman in a male's, you know, society. Huh. It was a very good book, and it's a true story.
So the personal librarian.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it's just interesting. There's so many like other points. Like her name was Bella Da Costa Green, and she didn't go by that. She went by Belle Greener. And her dad graduated, was the first Black person to graduate from Harvard.
Okay.
But she ended up moving to New York and got this job at JP, you know, with JP Morgan, and was with him and his family a ton, because he pretty much gave her carte blanche and said, here, you can sign for me, get whatever you need, spend whatever you need, go over here. I want this artwork. I want these books. I want this, that. And she just did it. And what she put together in that library that New York still has is amazing.
So would you recommend the audible or the written book?
Either one is fine. However you like to read it. I did both. So I have the book, but the audible is good. Yeah.
Did it have pictures of the library and stuff of her?
No, not in the book.
Okay.
No, but you can go online, because the Morgan Library is online, and you can go through there, and you can actually go visit it when you're in New York. And
cool.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Wow.
But I highly recommend that. That's one of my favorite books that I've read. And I read that like in 2019, I think, but it's so fun. It's a good book.
Huh. I know you've mentioned that before.
Maybe too. I read it in 20 or 21. I don't know. Anyway, it's a fun book to read.
All right. I got three good books from this to go check out, because I haven't read The War of Art, Picasso's War, or The Personal Librarian.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
Do you have another one, Stephanie?
Let's see. Well, I've got some that are on my list to read, but right now I'm reading what is this one called? It's on my Kindle. It's I downloaded it yesterday, as a matter of fact. It's a super easy read, actually. But it's got a lot of great information, and it is called Launching Your Art Career, A Practical Guide for Artists. And it's by Alex, A-L-I-X, Sloa. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this at all right, but it's A-L-I-X and then last name S-L-O-A, Launching Your Art Career. She talks about it from more of like a standpoint of going to galleries, getting representation, things like that. And like all the things that like Julie and I recommend you have in place. She also recommends having in place like your website, decide what you want, all that. And then she also goes into detail about, setting up studio visits and getting people to come into your studio, how you should treat them, planning those studio visits.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a very different perspective than a lot of the books that I've been reading. Art World Etiquette, she talks a little bit about that. I haven't gotten to that chapter yet. But like I said, it's pretty easy read so far. I'm on chapter 14.
I'd like to see how, because I know like now you're planning your open studio nights and making, mm-hmm. And that, if this is from that book, I'd like to know like the results, like how that works. That would be interesting.
Well, that's what really sparked the idea this morning. I'm like, our Low Mill has these open studio nights. We are completely not taking advantage of all that free publicity that they give us, and we need to do better planning on ourselves to get those people in there. So that sparked the conversation in my head this morning. I'll let you know how that goes.
I've got two more books that I personally believe need mentioning.
Cool. Great.
My all-time favorite book is Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Got to get the audible version of that.
Yes. It has to be in the audible version. It is funny. It's tearful in certain areas. It's all about being a creative.
Mm-hmm.
even though he's an actor, but it is so good.
Mm-hmm.
There's just little nuggets all throughout that book. And that's a book, when you mentioned listening to or reading a book again, that is a book that I would listen to again.
Yeah.
And then the one that I watch the movie of every year is The Secret.
Yes.
And it's just a really good, holistic approach to reminding ourselves that what we put into our brains and what we say to ourselves is what's going to come to us. And so if we're not clear about what we're faithful about and what we're thinking about, we can let those negative thoughts come into play and take over. And I read something yesterday that said, if a negative thought makes a change in the brain after 17 seconds, so if you don't get rid of that thought within 17 seconds, you're impacting your health and wellness. So it just puts things in perspective for me personally, just a reminder. That's why I watch that one every year.
That's so good. Those, I know there are many philosophers, Marcus Aurelius, Plato, Socrates, all of them talk about the removing the negative thoughts. It's into your garden, remove the weeds. Your mind is the garden.
Yeah, exactly.
As a man, I think is where that came from.
Yeah. And all those neuro whatever are bouncing around, and when you have that negative thought, it puts out negative energy into the brain. So it's just a really good thing to keep that positive and keep your mindset straight. It's not so much about manifesting what you want, it's about manifesting the good that you want in your life. You know, you're not going to sit here and say, I wish for $1 million and get $1 million. You're going to change your thought process in the sense to work towards that. And that's what that book reminds me of every year.
Awesome.
Those are great books.
Yeah. These are all really good books. I've written down a whole bunch already. I mean, yes. From us. And I'm like, oh, wow, these are good. Oh, this is good. And yeah, I'll probably end up finding more books.
Probably bring up about three more. Is that okay?
Okay. We're at this.
Well, maybe we'll do it.
Go ahead. No.
Well, three more. Okay, three more. I'll be quick. One is called Profit First. It's about how to kind of account for your money in your business, and that includes entrepreneurial art businesses. Great, great book. Make sure you have a calculator. Another one that's on my list that I've heard such amazing things about, and we will be in the Positive Painters community, is The Art Forger.
Yes.
Have you read that one yet?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. I heard it was so good. Like,
it's by Barbara Shapiro.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to read that one. And then the next one that I just ordered today, because I am an Uber nerd, is by Kiffany Staley. You know Kiffany?
Yes.
Okay. She wrote a book, and it is called, hold on, let me bring it back up. It's got a long name. Okay. Legal Roadmap for Your Creative Business. A strategy to protect your assets without legal confusion. So I've got that one coming. She's going to write an article for the blog. And I'm so stinking excited about this book, because we all need to protect our legal assets. Get it?
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't read that one yet, but I'm excited to read it, because I know she's good.
Well, these are all super good.
Yeah.
I've added to my TBR list already.
We have more books. We should probably write an Instagram post that lists all of our books. Yeah. That's
another one.
That's a great idea.
I was going to say, I have a bunch. There's like a story about Leonardo and Michelangelo, and it's a story. It's called Oil and Marble. That's supposed to be good. Letters of Vincent van Gogh. That's like a Penguin classic. And it even includes some of his paint, you know, drawings.
Okay.
Good Lord. I was trying to think. The Art Collector's Daughter by DeVille Murphy. That was an old one. Yeah, there's a lot of books out there, and it's not necessarily business-wise as far as in art-wise. I think I'm more on the art side. But
well, I like the ones that you pick because they're kind of life-based. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, I'm excited to read those. I don't read enough of that sort of thing. So, oof.
Well, this has been great, and I think this is a good reminder for us to be kind to ourselves, take a minute out, read a book, give us some positive energy and love and kindness, not only to ourselves, but to our brain, and to educate ourselves and to help us go just that little step further. So these are all great. I wrote down so many good books. I hope you guys got something out of this. And we will have everything in our show notes. But if you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. And we would also love to hear if you have any good book recommendations. We would love to hear from you guys.
Yep.
And until next time.
Thanks for listening to Artists Soar,
a podcast for artists by artists. And if you have any questions, feel free to email us at hello@artistsoar.com.
And be sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts so that you can get more of us and we can bring in some sponsors to help you and help us.